What is up?
Hey, yo, how's it going?
This is the movie show
on Active TV.
My name is Sash.
My name is Ryan.
And we promised to start a Tim Burton marathon.
So we did.
So we did.
And the movie that we were going to do.
Oh, yeah. That actually wasn't solid.
I think we should talk about that.
So we decided, we searched like the best of Tim Burton because we thought, you know what? Let's not just watch everything. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, no. We looked for the best and then... Of the best, we then looked at, okay, what was one of the first films that he brought out? There is a film called Ed Wood. So Ed space W-O-O-D, Wood. Unfortunately,
it was work.
This normally works, but in this case, it did not work. So Ryan and I obviously have an anti-trailer policy.
It was bad.
Yes, which we really do enjoy because, you know, when you don't watch the trailer and you watch the movie and it was a good movie, it's just a nice experience. However, in this case, we didn't realize that the movie was about a film director.
True story.
And it's based on a true story who liked to dress male, who liked to dress as a female and then proceeded to make an entire film. Yeah, he likes girls. He has a girlfriend, but he wears his girlfriend's clothes.
Yes.
And then decides to go and... Yeah.
And then he...
Yeah.
So we were just like, no.
So like, I was watching the film and then I got to a point where I was just like, yeah. Because at first you don't think that that's what's happening, you know? And then I was like, messaged Ryan. I'm like, I don't think we should do this film anymore.
I realized that Johnny Depp has a weird way of showing his teeth. It's like he doesn't put them together. Go look at Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, actually, you're
and,
right.
And Edward as well.
So Edward, Johnny Depp was in it. So this is literally the what's it called? Like the synopsis, the plot in a shortened version, the synopsis. It's Edward Davis Wood Jr. was an American filmmaker, actor, and pulp novelist. Oh, no, wait. This is the actual person.
Yeah, so this is the director... who that's was what
that
he did
that yes. So this is based on a true story
and some weird films that he made, and one particular film that he made about
he did make that film
yes
about what was it called, we don't know.
Well, he made one that actually that was like it was okay film, and then he made another one after that, and it was just, you guys can go look at the whole history of Edward.
So basically the synopsis of the film is Edward, an eccentric filmmaker who is criticized by the mainstream media for his bizarre low-budget films, soon manages to establish an underground culture and a cult following. You know what was shocking about this film, though, was the amount of big-name actors that were in it. So you had Johnny Depp, you have Sarah Jessica Parker, you have Bill Murray, you have Martin Landau. Like the people in this film, Jeffrey Jones, he was also in Beetlejuice, but the cast was so.
And a lot of people loved this film.
Did they?
Yeah. So we might have a lot of haters, but we're talking about Tim Burton here.
Yes. Anyway, back to Tim Burton. Mm. So this film we are why Tim?
So
why?
So warning.
Yeah. Don't go watch Edward.
Warning. We did it.
Yeah,
we did it for you.
Don't make our mistake. We make these mistakes for you, so you don't.
Black and White
have
was great. I enjoyed that. There was even one line in the film where some guy had an option. He's like, "Are you going to wear the red dress or the green dress?" And and the guy chooses was like, "I don't know. They both look the same." And it's a black and white film, so I thought that I was like,
okay, no stop. I didn't get to that part. I don't think I got there.
So that happened.
Okay.
So laugh now for it.
I stopped when the director started dressing as a woman. The first day on set, when he walked out dressed as a woman with even a blonde wig, what looked like a blonde wig, you know, that's when I was like, I'm out of here, guys.
Yeah.
Peace. Yes. Okay, anyway. So we then went and looked for another film, and one of the films that we picked...
We found two of interest.
Yes. So there's actually a couple of...
There's a lot.
Tim Burton has made a lot of good films.
And by the way, we're going to go to some... this was... How old was this film? It was an old film. And there are other, like, sort of older films that we're going to go to because, I remember watching them, and we'll get there, and it was good. So we're watching them because they were good, and we're gonna review them, and we're most probably going to, recommend.
Yes. This one, highly recommend. This one I watched previously, and then went and rewatched it now for the show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it a second time.
This is something that I haven't said in a while, but this is definitely a movie that I want to go watch again.
Ah, no, definitely. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's been a while since I've
so,
seen
it. Okay, let's give you the name of the film. We're like how many minutes into the show and we haven't even told you. It's Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
And I can hear a lot of people going, oh yeah, 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 oh yeah, brilliant.
No, awesome. This film was amazing. I
enjoyed it.
It was the perfect film. Like, you know when you get fantasy films? Like, this film was proper fantasy. That's actually something Tim Burton's good at. He's good. He's on the dark comedy side. But he also does fantasy very, very well, where he's able to create these worlds that, you know, don't really exist. He did the same with Alice in Wonderland. Even Beetlejuice to a degree, I suppose. But he's very, very good that way. Yeah, so it's a 2016 film. It has Asa Butterfield Jacob Portman. That is the main actor's name.
Wow.
This guy, I haven't seen him in recent films, but I remember he, as a kid, would also always act in these weird movies. So he was in Ender's Game. I don't know if you ever watched that.
No.
He was also in Nanny McPhee, which makes sense. He was in... There's another movie that... Oh, no, that wasn't him. I'm thinking of another film. But... What else was he? He was in both Nanny McPhee's. He did Hugo.
These are the films that
he's done. And then he was, I think, as a very little boy in 2008, he did The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Oh, and he did The Space Between Us in 2017. But I haven't... Oh, okay, no. 2022, he did Choose or Die. Sounds very dramatic. And 2023, he did All Fun and Games. But that does not look like All Fun and Games, I'm just saying. So he's still acting. He's just one of those very weird actors. That
I enjoyed the fact that they weren't really regular.
Guess who auditioned for this role? Guess, Ryan.
Wait.
Just think. Think about it. Think. Who in 2016,
but there's so many
up-and-coming career, would have wanted to be in this film?
I don't know. There's so many choices. Yeah, I don't know. And you know me, I'm not good at names as well. So
you know this person, Ryan.
Of course I know him.
Him.
I know him. See, I would have said Johnny Depp, but
no, not Johnny Depp. Like a current Johnny Depp, in a way.
I don't know.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, there you go.
It makes sense, right? He apparently auditioned for the role.
That could have worked.
It could have worked. That it really could have worked. Well worked as well. Yeah. But I enjoyed him. He was. And then this marks the 11th collaboration between costume designer Colleen Atwood and director Tim Burton. And the costume, Colleen Atwood is an amazing costume designer, because all of Tim Burton's costume design within his films is incredible.
Peculiar.
But incredible. Yes, so that was very cool. And then this is the third time that director Tim Burton and Olan Jones, I don't know if he's a cinematographer.
I don't know.
Okay, let me search. But it's the third time they worked together. Previously, they had done Edward Scissorhand in 1999 and Mars Attacks in 1996.
Got to see that film.
And then obviously this one. She, right? Yes, she's an award-winning composer, sound designer, writer, and actress. Oh, wasn't she in Edward Scissorhands?
I was about to say.
She was in Edward Scissorhands.
She looks
Yeah, she was in Edward Scissorhands. I don't know what she did for this film. I'm guessing she did the music. Or she... did the sound design?
A lot of titles in one.
Or she wrote...
Or she did all of them.
Yeah, she did all of that. You probably find he enjoys working... He has like a set team of people.
There are,
you
know,
that he enjoys
definitely
working with.
Tim Burton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He apparently describes this film as the scary Mary Poppins. Which is like... Yeah. On point.
True.
Very, 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 very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tim Burton did a cameo. I did not spot him, though. I didn't see him.
I did see him.
Did you see him?
He was on one of the roller coaster
rides.
Yes,
he was in the amusement park.
I did see that.
That's so cool.
I was like, But it was quick, though.
Yeah. The joys of any good cameo. Yeah. And then a couple of things that Tim Burton does in a lot of his films, which is actually quite nice because he's got traits. But what's also cool with him is I've noticed he doesn't always do the same thing in every single film. So it's not like he has a checklist of things that he has to accomplish in every film. But like it comes in and out depending on like what type of film he's made. The traits that came out in this one was, number one, stop motion. So the two dolls, so there's a character in this called Enoch, and he basically...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has the ability of...
The dolls.
Of,
like bringing dead things
bringing
to
dead
life
things
kind of
to
thing.
Life, yeah. And then, so what he does is there's these two dolls and then they end up fighting. And that, those two dolls were stop motion. So that wasn't CG. So stop motion is literally where they create, whether it be clay, well, that's more claymation, hey. But basically they create, you've probably even seen it on Instagram. Mm. Photographers will take a picture, or they'll lie down on the ground and then they'll create a scene. And
take
then
a
they'll,
whole lot of pictures.
Yeah, you take a whole lot of pictures and then
play them one after another. A rapid fire of pictures.
Yeah. So stop motion is something that Tim Burton actually uses in a lot of his films. And you can actually go look through and you'll see, like, he really does bring stop motion in, which I also think is cool because it's like, we're not doing a stop motion
film. It's
got
a look to it, yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to bring it in, yeah. So
It's definitely a chosen style today. Like maybe if it was in the 70s or 80s or 90s.
Yeah, they didn't really have
you'd
like
say
an
like
animation.
That is the CG, but now for it to be today, you know, it's specifically chosen for the style.
And it was cool.
Yeah, that it was awesome.
And it was quite, you know how sometimes a stop motion, it can have a very like, you can almost see the, it's not smooth. I found this one was a little bit more smooth than...
Really?
With the dolls.
I was like, oh yeah.
It didn't look, you know,
something
how like claymation can be, maybe it's the increments of movement that he chose.
Probably.
Maybe he made it slightly closer so that it got, so I'm not saying it was perfect.
It's possible.
But like, you know how sometimes claymation can be very...
Yeah.
Jerky, I don't know what the word is, yeah. Mm. Yeah. The second thing is, so he included or used the technique that was used in The Wizard of Oz 1939. What was that technique, Ryan? Guess.
It's, so she's about to tell us.
So, you know, in The Wizard of Oz, when the movie starts, it's in black and white. And then when she enters into Oz, it becomes color. So when she went into Oz, it was obviously in color. And then when she came out, it was black and white. So Tim Burton did a similar thing in this film. So in the present outside of the loop, so you know there was the loop in the cave.
If they
were in the present, all of the footage had a blue tint on it, which made it look like very dull and depressing and like and then while the scenes inside of the loop are full of color, which is similar to what they did with the whole monochrome thing in Wizard of Oz. So I thought that was very clever.
You know when you shoot day for night.
Yeah.
And then you apply that like...
Yes, that blue filter. Yeah, it actually did. Mm. But it's clever because something like that is... people would be like, that's, you know, whatever. But what it does for like the audience's subconscious when watching, like it does so much...
I felt it dull.
When they do this, they switch to the loop, which is then full of color. Like you really... But like someone who wouldn't really... Mm. Notice color. Do you understand what I'm saying? Someone who's just watching the movie for the sake of like that really evokes that
emotion.
They would
know it. Yeah. They would know. Did you notice how even in like I was saying that the furniture, the way that Tim Burton uses even like the props and stuff. So if you look at when they were in that like hotel.
The one, the
with
the
his dad,
one. Yeah.
With his dad.
The pub. It was a pub.
Yeah,
with
it was like
the,
a pub slash. Yeah. But did you notice how little furniture there was?
Yes.
It just felt so dry and just so standard and so like, and then I noticed how, you know, going in, like everything was just colorful and well decorated. And so it's, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last trait is, so Tim Burton, I feel like he does this in every film. His trait is to have misfits in his film. Like that is a constant thread throughout Tim Burton's work is that there's always a misfit. So in this, Jake and the Peculiars are outsiders in the societies in which they're born. Yeah, but the acting was also I thought the acting was very good, and it was it was nice to see like faces you don't really know.
I like that.
Yeah,
because the story comes through.
Yeah,
like I kind of feel the story more where if there's like an actor that I like or that I know, then I'm more focused on them.
Yes, because now you just know or like
and I just do. That's just
I think everyone does that to a degree. But the one thing that took me by surprise. So in the film, you have Ella Pernell. She plays, what was her name again? What was it? What was?
Hey, I don't know.
She was the one with the blonde hair
like
that
I
could
said.
Control air. Emma. Her name was Emma.
Was
right?
Her name Emma?
Yes. Her name was Emma. Ryan.
Emma.
Thanks, Ryan. Yes. So when I watched it, I felt like her eyes, they had increased her eye size.
Yeah.
But. Because Tim Burton has done that before. Like, for example,
Alice
he did...
Wonderland.
Yeah, he did it with Johnny Depp. His eyes and then the Queen. And yeah. But I don't think they actually increased her eye size because I was looking at pictures of her.
Pictures of her.
And she actually does have quite like rounded eyes.
All right.
But I think the...
Oh, wow. Now that you say
great, it. Look, the makeup probably... They probably made her look a little bit more peculiar with like makeup and stuff. Now. But I don't actually think they look like... Look there. Her eyes
I thought that very specifically around in the underwater scene.
Yes.
And then like dried up and her hair was all wet. So like she had this like everything was like, you know, down. And so, and then I was just like, her eyes are kind of
look,
big.
I do think that with makeup, they... Obviously, makeup, you can change the size or the way like features on your face.
Right,
size that they appear. So they could have used makeup to just like emphasize. Mm. But yeah,
They didn't need to emphasize.
But also what was cool was I read somewhere that Tim Burton didn't want to, so he wanted to use VFX. He wanted to use VFX, but he also wanted to try and use as little as possible and actually try and do as many of the things on set.
Oh, is it?
So, like, I think, for example, when she's floating in the air and that, I think he tried to aim that they would do a lot of those...
Practically.
Yeah, like, practically on location, on set. Mm. Yeah, which was...
These days, you just never know which one they're going to choose, you know, if they're VFXing it or if they... Yeah.
I respect VFX.
But even in VFX, though, they still... They're still on a harness.
So I suppose
either way.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, how do you pinpoint it? No, maybe you can see where they're like pivoting, you know,
but
they're rotating.
What was easy with her was they in the film, they tied a rope around her waist to keep her.
True. So it was so good, though. Yeah, it was so good. Cool. The only thing that I questioned, though, and I'm talking about the I don't know how to put it, how much you can test the idea to the reaction is that... Like, if she's as light as air, you should be able to just kind of... it should just be like, just a tug.
That's actually true. It's like, like holding a balloon.
Yeah, yeah. But that's that doesn't matter. You don't really...
Also, imagine walking around with weights in your shoes.
Yeah, I was also thinking about that. Like, she should have muscles, you know?
Yeah, it is.
bunk.
Yeah.
But still, the idea, I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was
cool. I liked the idea that she was so light and then she would like, and then they shoot. I thought that was cool.
How was Samuel L. Jackson?
You know what? I was like, did they put any CG? Because I just felt like they enhanced.
Obviously, his eyes.
Yeah, I don't know.
His eyes were wide.
I was like, that's him. I know it's him. I can hear it's him. Even his mannerism I was like, that's him, but there's something extra that, it was just like so, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was really, really good. Like, the thing I was talking about early on, like, that thing got me with Samuel Jackson, where I was like, that's Samuel Jackson. I'm forgetting about what's going on. I'm just like, Samuel L. Jackson. I'm like, Samuel L. Jackson.
But the storyline was very good. I think the...
Yeah.
It, like, I remembered certain things from watching it, but... The twists and turns that the storyline took, like, it wasn't predictable. Like, it was actually... But you know that this was originally a book? And then Tim Burton then... Yeah. If you... The author's somewhere here in this video. But it was originally a book. That's not the author. That's definitely not the author. She plays Emma. Mm. But he originally wrote it. There were some changes that Tim Burton made. So, for example, like Olive and Enoch, their characters were much younger and they didn't fall in love in the book. The doctor, what was her name? You know, his therapist.
Oh, yes.
That ended up being, let me not spoil it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. That took me, I was like, I forgot about that.
I thought he was the dad.
But the bird, that bird watcher dude that came, I was like, this man.
Yeah. Because there was something about him
It was just like, But, so the originally, I don't know what I was saying, right?
some stuff that he did change originally from
that
the book.
Doctor, psychologist. Yeah, sure. Originally in the book, it was a male character, not a female. But I thought it was clever that they made it a female because you really didn't suspect anything.
What suspect what?
You didn't expect anything.
Yeah, you guys
suspect.
In fact, don't suspect anything.
Don't suspect. Just watch the film. Mm. Yeah, but it was pretty cool.
Good film.
Yeah, it was a very good film. I really enjoyed it. Mm. Like Ryan said, go watch it again. Yeah. I did watch it again and I enjoyed it the second time.
I didn't know if my family was going to watch it because my family are more the like
non-peculiar.
Yeah, they're more, exactly. So I just kept watching and then I noticed my two sons were in it and I was like, okay, cool, they enjoyed it. There was just obviously the parts at the end where, you know, there's just I'm not going to tell you what happened. Where my one son just kind of started freaking out a bit, and my other son just had to calm the other one down, and the younger one had to calm the older one out, just so you know. But then I explained to him that, no, don't worry, this is a camera, there's a lights guy there, and then, yeah.
They're making a movie.
But other than that, it was good.
I remember when I watched this film, and I probably watched it close to 2016. Oh, I don't know why, I don't know how I happened.
Wait, this video's from 2016?
From 2016, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. No, it's good, right? Wow. But I remember at the time watching it and thoroughly enjoying it.
Johnny Depp was there.
That wasn't...
Did you see the elephant trees?
Oh, actually, there's a dinosaur. There's a dinosaur. Yeah. That was a tie back.
Are you serious?
Ahead.
So he was there.
Yeah. Talking.
Because he's peculiar, you see?
Yeah. He's peculiar. Not there. No, I don't think he's there.
Yeah, I'm sure he was there.
Also, though, before the talking about Edward Scissorhands, the kid that eyes got, shame. That kid, died and they just left him dead, you know? Well, maybe he didn't die because they went back in time.
Yeah, no, he was because he died that day, so he doesn't go off because they're in a loop.
Oh,
yeah, so that's what I gathered. So he's dead.
But I wonder what was also interesting was they didn't tell you what each kid's peculiarity was straight away. So with some of the kids, you were able to figure it out. But like the two twins that had the mask over their face, I was like, I don't understand what's wrong with these kids. And then I was like,
same. I was like, which that's I actually thought why was they cool. got masks. Yeah. And I was like. But then I thought to myself, but why didn't you just pull out your face in the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning, dude. What's wrong with the two of you?
Come on, bro. Like the minute Samuel Jackson rocks up,
storyline. Yeah. You know? Otherwise, it would be over. You know when it like.
Sense.
Have you seen those things where
I think that's fantasy. That's just.
No, it's not just that. It's that thing of if what should have happened like Lord of the Rings, where Bilbo Baggins fights the ring, and then Gandalf's no, give me that, and then he burns it, so and then it's end credits.
So when he rocks up at the door. And he's got his knife against it. And then the twins, those two.
And then end credits.
Done.
So that's the problem is we would have 2-minute movies.
Finished.
Because
problem solved.
Yeah.
And they lived happily ever after.
Yeah, there we go.
Although they wouldn't have seen the Hollows, but the Hollows would have seen them.
That's also another. They couldn't see the Hollows to do that.
But they had the guy who could see the Hollows.
The guy they could have done.
They could have planned this, man. I just want to finish my line.
But also it's dangerous because what if someone happened to also be looking, you know, like there's your sister.
And one voyage. If you look, you're stupid. You must die. Die for your stupidity. I'm just joking.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
If you looked, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Ryan van der Sand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my line right there.
No, that's Ryan's line.
Yeah. Right. But great film.
Great film.
Really enjoyed
it. Talking about Edward Scissorhands, that is the next film that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go watch it. I'm looking forward to it.
Great film. Yeah. Blast from the past.
Blast from the past.
Mm.
But this has been The Movie Show.
On Active TV.
Peace.
Cheers.